Valley Radio, the morning show. As I promised, on the phone with me, my special guest this morning, Jason Gold. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Hunter. Good to be here this morning.
Yes, sir, man. We are happy to have you, brother. Now, we just got your music about a week or so ago, but man, let me tell you something. I have been enjoying every bit of it, brother.
Well, I'm glad. It's nice that it's out now for people to listen to and in more than just my living room.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Now, I don't know a whole bunch about you, so why don't you just give us a little background of who you are, man, and set us up on that, and I'll go from there with you.
All right. Well, I guess we'll talk musically. Musically, I knew I wanted to do this whenever I saw Alabama perform If I Had You for the first time in 1988 on the Nashville Now episode.
Wow.
And that got me hooked, and I've just been pursuing it ever since then. And I moved down here to Music City 2011. I got my master's degree in teaching because I knew I needed to do something today. So I teach sixth grade English during the day and then pursue this music thing at night. And this year, you know, the doors are, there's people on the other side of the door. I've always sensed doors open, but a lot of times there's never anybody on the other side of the door.
Right.
But this time there's actually people on the other side of the door. So
that's awesome,
I appreciate that.
Now, I don't know, is this your first project or is it, there's more before this?
Well, I did a couple things before the CD, but really I consider this CD my first, really, because I didn't have a sound solidified in the ones before this. I mean, it was just kind of a conglomeration of demos.
Right, right.
And then this one actually had a direction, and this one, it's called Where's My Breath is the name of the full CD, the full EP.
Cool.
And I really consider it my... you know, it's my best creative work. And it's from this point on, if I record anything else, it costs a lot of money to record.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to happen.
Right.
But if I record anything else, this is going to be my sound.
Okay, cool. Now, the songs that we're playing are off of this EP, I'm guessing, right? The songs that we have.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about those as well. I want to talk about the songs. But something just came to my mind since you said you're an English teacher, right?
I am, yeah.
Man, are you, when it comes to writing a song, dude, are you like a grammar Nazi with that stuff? I gotta know.
No. You know, everybody asks me that. And even with my students, I'm not. Like, I'll tell my students, and I think maybe one of them or two of them are listening if they're up, but when I tell them, I don't really care about the grammar as much. I don't care about the spelling.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as long as you got the text evidence and stuff in there, I'm good. But
cool.
I'm not a huge grammar Nazi. I do find myself now, after this is my fourth year of teaching coming up, and I do find myself now being like, well, in this lyric sheet, that's a compound sentence, so I better put a comma there and a period there. So I do find myself doing that.
Oh, wow, man. Something else I want to ask too, man, because I found out just by looking at your Facebook page, your wife is a singer-songwriter as well and performs. She has a group, right?
Yeah, she is. And when we met on eHarmony.
Are you serious? eHarmony?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and our first date was at church because we figured, well, we might as well go to church and at least learn something. And then if, we think each other's ugly, we can leave from church. But
dude, that is awesome.
So, yeah,
I've never heard that, but that, people are right now, single people right now are writing down notes at church, meet at church. If ugly, we can leave.
There you go. Yeah.
So,
but we didn't think each other was ugly. And that night she, played me. At that time, under her Reverb Nation, she was doing had a duo with her best friend, and she played me some of the songs she wrote, and that was one of the things really that made me begin to fall for was her songwriting. But we wrote three or four songs together. We wrote the song that she walked down the aisle to. We wrote that together. But usually, and this is on me, we argue a lot when we write because of my pride. And so we haven't really mastered that yet. But hopefully down the line we'll be able to be good writing partners.
That's one of the things I was going to ask you, man. You know, during a if y'all having a conversation in the house, and do you look at each other and say, that's a song right there. You know, if somebody says, that's a song right there. Y'all do.
Yeah, we do. And I write it down in my song idea list, and she will say it and write it down. But we just never, we're too stubborn to, well, I'm too stubborn to sit down and write the song with her. So,
yeah, man, that is awesome, dude. I was wondering that, that was probably the biggest question I wanted to ask you today for me, after realizing that your wife was an artist and a writer as well. I'm like, I could just imagine the conversations going on and stop, look at each other and say, oh, wait, that's a song right there. Because
well,
that's
know,
what writers do.
I really know if a song is good if I test it with her and she gives the smiles and she says she gets the chills.
Yeah.
Or if she gives the, I think you do something else with that bridge. And so... And that really, 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 really makes me mad when she does the second thing, but it's always true.
Oh,
because I go back and revise it, and she's right.
Wow.
So.
Dude, that's amazing, man. Two songwriters in the same household. That's just, it's cool, man, and for me as a musician. But anyway, let's get back to the album, brother.
All right.
Some great songs on here, man. The one we're playing currently is called Better for Each Other. What's the story behind that?
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a good segue because that's about Hillary, my wife. So we've been married 14, 15, so we're going on 4 years of marriage. And most of those years I thought I need to work at work. And when I come home, I shouldn't have to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not how it is. So we were doing bad in our marriage, and we were at a breaking point before I wrote this song. And one day, you know, she was praying for me. I was praying for me. We were praying for each other. And one day I woke up and I felt that I needed to read the five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 7:10 in the morning, and I read that and immediately wrote the first draft of Better for Each Other. And so that really is my ode to wanting to be a better husband and realizing, okay, if I want this to work, I have to work.
Right.
And what's really interesting, it's interesting now because it's not devastating now, but I played her that song that day. And she said, you know, it's neat or not neat. I don't know what word she used, but I was going to say that we should probably look into divorce if you weren't going to start working.
Wow.
And it was the day I wrote that song.
Wow.
So that, for me, that, you know, that still small voice you people talk about actually happens because that Jesus knew that was the breaking point day for her.
Wow.
And so he turned me around on that day. And I like that story for that song.
It's
cool to say now, but then it was
rough. Right. What a great story, brother. Oh, man. Yes. Let's give it a listen, man. And don't go nowhere because we're going to come back right after and talk some more.
All right. Cool.
It's the morning show. The latest from Jason Gold. Better for Each Other.
No matter what I do, I just can't get through to you. Another day, nothing new, just trading blows and I love yous. We speak in foreign tongues, before it comes out it's already spun. Fighting for us and the urge to run away. How can we revive this love before it dies? Find the And you know there's nobody better. So let's be better for each other. No matter what I do, can't get my mind off of you. I'll try something new before I spend my life missing you. For a while it felt like the end, but our story can't be over yet. Let's settle down instead of settling the score. I'm laying down my armor. I don't want to fight anymore. Better for each other.
HLE Radio, the morning show. My special guest this morning, Jason Gold, still on the phone with me. Welcome back, Jason.
Oh, hey, Hunter. Good to, thanks for playing the song.
Oh, man, great song, brother. And great talking to you, too, man. For folks who want to get a hold of Jason Gold, man, how can they find you, brother?
Well, I'm all over the social media, man. Your team is a very good social media team, by the way.
Thank you for saying that, man.
I'm always being tagged.
Yeah, I'm proud of those folks, man. They do a great job.
Yeah, we got so I'm at Jason Gold, and it's J-A-Y-S-E-N, uh-huh. And then Gold like the color. That's at Jason Gold at Twitter and Instagram. And then also on Facebook, it's facebook.com/JasonGoldMusic, J-A-Y-S-E-N, Gold like the color, and then add some music at the end there. That's where you can find me. So Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm pretty active on all three of those.
All right. Is there a website as well, brother? Or
I don't have that kind of money, Hunter. So there's no website yet.
I get you, man. Where can folks get the music then? Is it like on CD Baby or iTunes, or they get it off of you from Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, man, they can get it on iTunes and Google Play and anywhere you can buy it digitally. Also, it's on Spotify if you want to stream it. I think Pandora's streaming it. And cool. Then if you want, you can come to one of my shows and pick it up. Or, you know, message me there on Facebook if you want a hard copy. And I'll tell you how I'll send you one autographed. And
awesome,
we'll get you set up that way.
Hey, speaking of autographs, dude, you have any promo shots or promo pictures or whatever? 8x10, you know?
No, I don't. Okay.
When you get some, man, send me one so we can put it on the wall here with the rest of them, bro. Whenever whenever you get some made.
Okay.
You're going to need some, you know.
Well, I got koozies and guitar picks, but I haven't got the 8x10s yet.
Oh, cool, man. Look, we got a bowl here for the different for guitar picks. A lot of the artists have them, you know, have their own, and we put them in here, and we use them when we play and stuff, man. So, but if you ever get down this way, bro, you need to make sure and stop in, man. We'd love to have you.
I did a little bit of time at Lafayette years ago.
That's right, and, next door, man.
Yeah, and I had Boudin and Chitlins, and they were amazing.
Chitlins, they were amazing. Cracklins, you mean? Or did you actually
that's why I know when I was talking about, I was saying Chitlins. Cracklins, that's what I had.
Yeah. We have Cracklins down here. or the Cajun name for it is Graton. So that's what they call them, Gratons down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're good, those Gratons.
Yeah, they are, man. They really are. good stuff there. Brother, there's another song here that I have queued up called The Ultimate Warrior. Now, when I think of The Ultimate Warrior, I go back to my wrestling days, man, where The Ultimate Warrior, you know, he had it, bro. I don't know if that has anything to do with this or not, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's my he's actually my favorite wrestler, and I'm going back and forth and getting a tattoo of his mask on me somewhere. That's how much I'm into him. You know, he's inspiring to me. And actually, that song originated. I was at a writer's round and met a friend there who became a co-writer. Mm-hmm. And at that writer's round, the guy sang a song about Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, if he sang a song about Superman, I could write about the Ultimate Warrior. So I went home and wrote the first draft of that song. And I thought, if I write this only about the Ultimate Warrior, that's kind of nerdy. And probably wouldn't be as universal as it could be. So the first verse is about the wrestler. And then I thought about other ultimate warriors in life. And so the second verse is about a military, young lady in the military.
Uh-huh.
And then the third verse is about the ultimate warrior, Jesus.
Amen,
so,
brother. Amen.
I just got through all three of those. Now, the interesting story about that second verse, mm-hmm. it was a he, but Hillary said, why don't you make it a girl? Because the first verse is about a he, so it'll be less confusing. So she helped to shape that too. But this song, Ultimate Warrior, is one of my favorites to sing. And live, people really like this song live. And I couldn't do it on the album because I can't afford to pay Bill Gaither. But live, the third verse I do a mashup with Because He Lives, but it's not on the CD because, like I said,
right.
Bill Gaither come saying, now God bless you, but I need money.
Yeah, yeah, Bill about the Benjamins, man. No.
Yeah.
I'm being silly. No, man, I get it, brother. Tell you what, man, don't go nowhere, man. We're going to play this song, then we're going to come back and wrap it up, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. Here it is, The Ultimate Warrior by Jason Gold. It is The Morning Show, HLERadio.com.
I went with my mama to all the shows. I watched him run down the ramp and shake those ropes. He beat the bad guy in 2 minutes flat with a press and a splash. And that was that. He had a gift that no one could ignore. He was the ultimate warrior. She let her parents know when she turned 18. Gonna sail for the U.S. Navy. She did 2 tours by the age of 21. Just one of the brave. Her stripes would never run. When she turned 24, they put a flag on her wooden door. She was an ultimate warrior. Sometimes a little war paint and some broken in boots can breathe a little life in me and you. They came for miles to hear him speak. He'd make the weak strong and the blind to see. He kept doing miracles then he turned 33. They put him on a cross out of jealousy, but it couldn't stay down, 'cause it's not in the nature of an ultimate war. So chase those dreams and pray till your soul is sore. Be an ultimate warrior.
HLE Radio, the morning show, and boy. What a great song there as well. My guest this morning, Jason Gold. Welcome back again, Jason.
Oh, thanks for having me, Hunter. Man, it's awesome to be on here.
What a great song, man. What great stories behind these songs, too. Boy, I really appreciate that. And finding out about you as well, man. And the eHarmony and meeting in church, dude. That is, I'm going back to it because that is... It's really unique, man. I mean, eHarmony is not unique, but you know, yeah. Say, hey, our first date, let's make it at church, man. That's really cool for yeah. a lot of reasons, you know. One, that's definitely not the norm of what people do. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I take it, man, you had a church upbringing maybe, or did you?
Yeah, I grew up Methodist, and you know, my family, my mother, mom, and dad really instilled in me Jesus, uh-huh. and I'm know Jesus because of them. And early age, I became a Christian, mm-hmm. and you know, there's been many ups and many downs, but I've always there's always been grace to bring me back. So, and something you said off air, it's not about religion. Really, what you were saying is it's about grace. Mm-hmm. And as long as we believe that Jesus died, then, you know, whatever flavor is the flavor. And I run into a lot of people that are religion Pharisee type things.
Right.
And I just appreciate this station and the kind of grace that you have and the kind of non-denominational feel that you have. And,
yeah.
That's kind of... how I grew up and what I like to see. I don't like, there's, you know, sometimes in church you get a lot of these fake people to walk in and pretend it's real. And right. But really, I like that story in the Bible. I don't know where it is. But, you know, there's the guy that goes up front mm-hmm. and puts on a show. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy that is in the back that needs to be there.
Yeah.
And so I always try to be the guy that, I am the guy that needs to be there, but I always... try to make sure my head doesn't get too big. I was in a worship band at one of the churches I went for a while, and it was really hard to not be the performer because I love performance. Right. So it was really hard to keep it about Jesus then, mm-hmm. but I did most of the time. So that, that's my Christian story there.
Yeah. It's a great one, brother. I appreciate you being candid and sharing it with you. Before I let you go, man, again, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you to find your music.
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram, at Jason Gold. It's J-A-Y-S-E-N, and Gold like the color. And then Facebook is facebook.com/Jason Gold Music. That's J-A-Y-S-E-N, Gold like the color, and then add music there. Also, all my shows are on Bands in Town. And you can buy the new CD, Where's My Breath, on Instagram and Google Play, and it's streaming on Spotify. And if you don't want to get the whole CD and you just want to get those two you heard today, we're in a singles-driven age right now.
Yeah.
So you can get just those songs.
Man, I tell you what, bro. I know it's easy access, and that's how people do it. But the amount of money you have to spend on a recording and to sell it for less than a dollar, man, to sell a song yeah. less than a dollar, it don't seem right to me, man. It really don't.
No.
But it is what it is, man. Before I let you go, man, I'm gonna play "How You Gonna Spend It," man. Tell me the premise of that song.
Oh my goodness! So this really was the turning point in my writing.
Okay.
So I was listening to a Joyce Meyer podcast. She had a series of podcasts around March or April, mm-hmm. where she was pushing her new book. And one of the lines that she said was, "Hey, you only get so much time in this life. You got to figure out how you're going to spend it. What are you going to buy with that time that you have?"
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my goodness, no one's ever done that in a song.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote "How You're Going to Spend It." And that was really the first song that came out Christian country. And I've been trying to write a Christian, contemporary Christian, Christian country song for years, but they always turned out like Indian chants or something. Because I couldn't, you know, because all the great songs I heard, you know, from like Jeff and Sherry Easter and Point of Grace and Avalon, they always took like a scripture and made it sound beautiful. And you know, they could turn that scripture into a 3-minute piece of art, and I never could.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus really changed my writing around with that one. And I really feel like now, and anytime I write a song, I try to have a redemptive quality in there. And it needs to be some kind of scripture-y in there. But with this song and most of the songs, well, all the songs in the album, I feel like, and this is how I feel about songwriting in general, I feel like Jesus has a bank of lyrics in heaven. And he has a series of conduits on earth that are the songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, today you get these lyrics and you can be the conduit for this song.
Wow.
And so I feel like for this "How You're Gonna Spend It," and really all the songs in this album, I feel like I'm the conduit.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever happens spiritually with the listeners, you know, happens. But, you know, I also feel that if he gives you the urge to write the song, and songwriters know what I'm talking about. He gives you, oh, I got to go to my guitar right now. Even if it's 2 a.m., I got to go to my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, I feel like he's going to give that set of lyrics to somebody else anyway.
Yeah.
So it's really important for you to be, I don't know what the word is, but it's really important for you to take that inspiration and do it right away, because that's really Jesus, I feel, me. It's Jesus talking to you, mm-hmm. and being ready to work through you to get those words in the page. So, and how you're going to spend it, thankfully, I just got signed to a 3-year deal, that song did. So
really? Wow, man.
Yeah, cool. It's being pitched to artists. So that's... Well,
how you going to spend it? Cool,
big
brother.
Milestone there.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that. Listen, don't go anywhere, because after I play the song, I'm going to get with you off the air here. My guest this morning, Jason Gold. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check him out. Again, Jason, thank you for being with us this morning, man. I really appreciate you calling in, brother.
Thanks for having me, Hunter.